So when you walk into one of these trailers before it's restored, you already automatically see in your mind's eye what you want it to be?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I start with a general idea, and it sort of goes from one stage to another. I find it rather easy, actually. It sort of dictates to me what it needs to be inside of the trailer,
sure.
Actually.
Now, how long does it typically take to restore one of these trailers and customize them?
About 6 months.
Okay. And how do you typically find them? You mentioned eBay before, online, or just through groups?
For my build specifically for customers, and all of my customers are from the West Coast.
Okay.
And I will source the trailer. Somebody will call me, and they'll tell me, we'll talk about what their needs are, what they're going to use it for, and if it actually is going to be rolling down the road. A lot of the trailers that I build don't even roll anywhere. They sit as guest homes or as a conversation piece.
Okay.
And so we'll determine the length of the trailer. Then I'll show them examples of the different years because if you're not familiar with Airstreams, there are lots of different configurations of the body style.
Right.
And so arrive at a body style in a year, and then I'll source the trailer, and I prefer to buy the trailer.
Now, you said typically it's folks on the West Coast. Why do you think it's just West Coast that has the interest in the Airstream trailers at present?
That's a good question. I think they're cool. Number one, they are cool.
Absolutely.
And they are in the spotlight, they've been found by celebrities, and celebrities like them. People in the music business, actors, musicians, they find them attractive. And fortunately, I think it's fortunate that they found me here in Grand Rapids, and I can build them for them, and we ship them out to the coast.
Now, you've done customization for some pretty noteworthy musicians and actors. Who are some of the folks that you've done trailers for?
James Hetfield of Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Kiedis of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Who's also from Grand Rapids.
Yes. Uh-huh. And Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. Ben Bostrom. He's a motorcycle racer.
Okay.
He won the Daytona 200 a couple years ago.
Okay.
And the next trailer I'm building is for the individual that invented the Energizer Bunny.
Okay. Well, that's a trailer that's going to keep going and going.
And going. I hope the project doesn't keep going and going.
So James Hetfield and Anthony Kiedis, what was unique about the trailers that you did for them?
Well, Hetfield bought my personal trailer.
Okay.
And you've seen that. I think you've seen that trailer.
Yeah, I believe you've showed me pictures of that. Now, was anything changed from what you had?
That was a really rare trailer.
Okay.
It is a really rare trailer. There's only maybe a dozen of that model that exist.
Okay.
And I kept the floor plan basically the same floor plan as the original trailer, but added the touches and different materials that I'd like to use.
Okay. This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with David Winnick. David's from Grand Rapids. He rebuilds and customizes Airstream trailers. He also has a book out called Airstreams, Custom Interiors. Now, let's talk a little bit about the history of Airstreams. When did they first show up on the scene?
Well, initially, there was a couple models made in the mid-30s, and World War II came along, and the aluminum consumption for the war effort prevented any companies from making anything out of aluminum or steel. So let's say there was nothing happened during World War II. So right after World War II, in 1947, they started to produce trailers.
Mm-hmm. And what was it about the trailers you think that helped catch on with the American public?
I think they were really lucky. I think they were really, really fortunate because there were hundreds of manufacturers of trailers,
mm-hmm.
but only a few trailers that had that fuselage shape. And all the trailers that had that shape were initially built out in Los Angeles, and they were built at airports.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a lot of influence from the aircraft manufacturer that influenced the shapes of the trailers.
Sure. Yeah, you can kind of see that. I mean, it's just such a unique trailer. The moment you see it, you know, there's really something special about what it looks like and the design of it.
Yeah, I think they were just lucky, honestly, because it's a great shape. It's an iconic shape. People identify it. There aren't many people that I think around that wouldn't be driving down the road and see it and not know what it is.
Right, right.
And all these other manufacturers made square, rectangular trailers.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't very attractive.
But this really just jumps out at you when you see it on the road.
Yeah, exactly.